Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning.
This is
the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday at 9 a.m. And again, my name is Michael Van Tool. I'm here with the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the list. First of all, Henrietta Ivey, community activist, podcaster, and our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. She's an author, speaker, and podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. We call her a prophetess and evangelist. She's our devotional leader here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to this wonderful team, and good morning to all our listeners.
Trevis Colvin, our contributing editor and my administrative assistant. Good morning, Trevis.
Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit, and good morning, Mr. Michael Van Tool.
All right. We're here locked and loaded, ready to go. Of course, you know, Missionary Hattie Humphrey's coming up at 9:30, Community Highlights, and I spoke with her this morning, and she's raring to go, so Community Highlights is coming up at 9:30. So those of you who are on now for Missionary Humphrey, 30 minutes away. She's 30 minutes away. She'll be right here on blogtalkradio.com. All right. Well, before we get out the gate, we've just got a few things to do. Trevis, you've got some notes from some of our supporters. Go right ahead.
Well, Michael, I'm just going to start off with Heaven Sent Home Support, one of our newest sponsors, and we'd like to welcome them to the Blog Talk Michael Van Tool Show. Heaven Sent Home Support, they are a home care agency. They assist with ill, elderly, and disabled. And for more information, you can give them a call at 563-999-3557. That number is 248-262-7111. The number is 248-262-7111. This is for home support. They are a home care agency, and they assist with the ill, the elderly, and the disabled. And so if you know of anybody in that situation, if you know of anybody who needs help in that arena, please give them a call. Mrs. Arrington would be more than happy to assist them. 248-262-7111.
All right. And TCBC, the Timing Conference and Banquet Center, this is a good time to start planning for your event. They are taking reservations at TCBC. Remember, there's a lot of things that we need to catch up with, especially in the new year. And if you need any of the extras when you book your appointment, like a DJ, a caterer, event planner, photographer, a limousine, projectors, microphones, and more, whatever it is, just let them know. Here's the number for TCBC, the Timing Conference and Banquet Center, 313-588-0432. Again, that number is 313-588-0432.
Okay, Michael, and I just want to add this also. Optima IT Solutions, they can fix your computer, desktop, or laptop for less. If you're having trouble or need a repair, please give Optima IT Solutions a call at 248-796-2429. Again, that number is 248-796-2429.
Great. I do want to say something about Heaven Sent. I do want to join you in welcoming our newest sponsor this morning, Heaven Sent Home Support Services. They care for the elderly, the ill, the disabled, and of course, in turn, they help families too. It's an agency that has qualified, knowledgeable caregivers. They're patient, they're caring, and they're sympathetic. Welcome Heaven Sent Home Support Services to the team. And what's the phone number again for Heaven Sent, Trevis?
Yes, that phone number for Heaven Sent is 248-262-7111. And so they do things like meal prep, like housekeeping. They are also skilled in administering medicine, respite care. And so they do a plethora of things to bring families back together after someone is coming home from the hospital or physical therapy. And so we want to keep them in mind. Unfortunately, we all have encountered that situation in our families, or we know someone that has. And again, their number is 248-262-7111, and Mrs. Arrington would be more than happy to aid and assist.
Great. All right. And I don't usually talk about this, but Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is a company that I formed to support small businesses. And I just want to go over just a few of the services that we provide. Number one, merchant services. If you want to set up your business to take MasterCard or Visa, if you want to include card services on your website, we can connect you with our merchant service provider. Also, we have an on-site tech available here at Michigan Ocean to install, maintain, repair, and update your office computer systems. We also have credit restoration and monitoring. We also have affordable office space in Southfield. Prices range from a minimum of $350 per month for an office. And, of course, digital and radio advertising. The number for Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is 248-516-8300. All right, when we come back, we've got the latest news and church close weather right after this message.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, welcome back to the Michael Van Tool Show. Community highlights with missionary Hattie Humphreys coming up in a few minutes. In the news this morning, a lawsuit has been filed against the Trump campaign by a group of Detroiters. The court documents allege the Trump campaign is attempting to disenfranchise black Detroiters by blocking the certification of votes in Wayne County. similar attempts to disenfranchise black voters have been made by the Trump campaign across America's cities. Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon is in the hospital recovering from a mild bout of coronavirus. He was admitted yesterday morning after a noticeable drop in oxygen levels, headaches, and fatigue. Henrietta, what else is in the news?
Well, you know, Michael, in the news, we have Biden is moving forward on transitioning and not waiting on Trump to concede. It was reported on CNN this morning that him and his administration is going to just go in and get the necessary documentations and just try to move into an easy transition without having to battle with Trump and him not conceding. Being concerned of the American people and this COVID, he just wants to move in, start getting the ball rolling and getting this country back on its feet.
Great, great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So, good morning, Detroit. Good morning, team. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Christmas time for me. It's Thanksgiving this week. Many of us will probably be doing some creative things, celebrating with our families, maybe Zoom calls or FaceTime, because we're being advised to not celebrate together because of the increase in coronavirus. But I wanted to share a sweet story with you. And one of my favorite Christmas movies is A Miracle on 34th Street. And I don't know if you guys have heard, the big tree is in Rockefeller Center, New York. And inside, they found a tiny owl. According to a traditional carol, it's partridges in a pear tree that we should be on the lookout for at this time of the year. But one man found a very different kind of holiday surprise this Monday, a teeny owl hiding in the Rockefeller Center's 2020 Christmas tree. When a worker helping set up the iconic New York tree discovered a tiny bird tucked among its giant branches on Monday, he called his wife. "The owl's not flying away," he said. "We need to get some help." His wife called the experts at Ravensbeard Wildlife Center and asked if they took the owls in for rehabilitation. "Yes, they did," a staff member for a moment. Then the wife said, "Okay, I'll call back when my husband comes home. He's got the baby owl in a box tucked in for a long ride." When a staff member met the husband halfway between New York and the refuge, they peeked in the box. It wasn't just a baby bird. It was a tiny male, what they call a sowette, owl, which only grows to be 8.3 inches in size. Rescuers fed the owl. Right, he's very small. Rescuers fed the owl and gave him fluids. Having made a 170-mile journey in a trailer from Aniata, I believe this is how you say it, New York, to Manhattan on Saturday, it definitely needed the TLC. Ravensbeard Wildlife Center Director Ellen Kayla said the owl was seen by a vet on Wednesday, given x-rays, and has since been declared fit and healthy. It's just a story out of a movie. Over the past few days, the little bird has had a buffet of all-you-can-eat mice, she said, so now he's ready to go back into the wild. And as for the owl's new name, of course, it's Rockefeller.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so nice. I saw the picture, and I never thought I would say that an owl was cute, but it was a cute little owl. Great story. Evangelist Christy Laster.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis always has great stories that are just warm and fuzzy,
Doesn't she?
I really appreciate it.
Yes, all the time.
Where does she find these stories?
I
really appreciate hearing them. Well, as we all know, you know, we are here in this Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving means different things to different people. Well, as a person of faith, and as a Christian woman, we often focus on the goodness of God. We focus on appreciating, you know, Him in our lives. But thank is just simply an expression or an appreciation or gratitude or being grateful for something. It's a feeling or acknowledgement of being grateful and truly expressing that. So this week I would encourage everyone, not just during Thanksgiving time, but at any given time, each and every day, consider 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So even through the pandemic and things are bananas, even through our current president not wanting to concede for the next president, even through us losing individuals that have been really close to us that we love and we miss dearly, even through having to become a teacher's assistant in the home and help your children through homeschool, even through a shutdown, not being able to go and come as you please, even through having to wear a mask to protect yourself and to protect others, in all things give thanks. What does that really mean? Find the positive in every single aspect of your life, because if we take time to focus on the positive things in our life, we will feel better. There's no way that you can say thanks and have an attitude or be mad. It just doesn't work. I've tried it. Coming up as a kid, even as an adult, you get upset. You're like, thank you. It just doesn't work. So if you take on an attitude of gratitude and be thankful, it will change your whole mood, and you can have a beautiful and blessed day. So those are my thoughts this morning.
Great. And let me say something about you, Christy Laster. You come prepared. Let me tell you. I don't know how many hours
you love
spend.
You, and I love it.
I don't know how many hours you spent preparing for these few minutes, but it does come across here. Oh, man, now I wish I could set aside some time to prepare my thoughts better now. Man, I have to step my game up. This is that's great. All right, Trevis Colvin.
Yes, sir.
What's any news and commentary?
Other than what I'm piggybacking off of what Henrietta said, I did see that on the news last night, Pastor Wendell Anthony, and how they have prepared the lawsuit. And, you know, I just want to say this, and Henrietta, you probably can help me out with this. I think it's great that we're doing it. I don't think it's anything out of vindictiveness or to be spiteful, but we need to be prepared. Henrietta and I were having a conversation earlier in the week, and we were just talking about some of the ways that we tend to lose battle as a people is because we tend to fight with our emotions and not with knowledge. And a lot of times people have a little more knowledge than we do. And so I think that it's very good that we're preparing, that we're being proactive and not just reactive. I think that that would make a difference. Oftentimes on the Friday night fire, when we're having prayer, I always pray for strategy. I think there should be a strategy that we should speak out and have any time we engage in any type of warfare. And right now, as President Joe Biden has said, we are in soul of this country. And guess what? We need to have divine strategy. And I think that this is just the first start of that. And I also just want to say this. It is the week of Thanksgiving. And Christy, I just love you. You're always prepared. You always say something positive. And you know what? It's a learn. We grow and we go. And I love I love what you said when you stated how we have to change our mindset. I think it is imperative that we change our mindset, because when we are in the right frame of mind, we are more productive, we are less stressful, we can get more accomplished, we can operate from a place of love and accuracy and thoroughness. And I just wanted to add that, because that is so, so on point. I think we all, or it may be safe to say that most of us, and if not, I'll do the Beyonce, me, myself, and I, want to practice having that positive mindset, because it brings you to a place of productivity. You're more thorough, you're more accurate, you don't have any anxiety, and you can accomplish more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my thoughts on this morning.
I agree 100%.
Very well said.
I second.
That's so important. That strategy thing, yes. because the way we're doing it now is reactionary. We're reacting to stuff, and then we go pick up the picket signs and we go marching and all that stuff when everything's already done. We've got to be proactive in the strategy. That is like one of the actually, last night on your podcast, Henrietta, one of the callers asked the question, what we're going to do next. That was one. That's an answer right there. You know, it's file a lawsuit. I said I was going to call the Biden campaign on Monday and find out what the heck are you guys doing to confront Trump right now, this mass media campaign. But the other thing is to strategize. Like, this is right. You got to sit down. You got to map out and have a strategy. Let me tell you, the conservatives, the far right, that's all they do is strategize.
That is all they do. They sit back and they strategize. They plot and they scheme. That is. You are so right, Michael.
With all day long. They do it morning and night. That's what they do. They strategize.
And
they come out fighting. They fight good.
And we're always trying to play catch up. We got to go out in front and be proactive. You know, we're always trying to shield ourselves from the punch. We have to throw one every now and then. You just can't sit there and let them do all of this to us, you know. And so
that's
a good thing to do, is file that lawsuit, fight back. That is so necessary.
You know, I found it funny, too, Michael, that when I said that Joe Biden and them need to put their boots on and just go in and do the work. And then this morning I hear that they're just going to go put their boots on and go and do the work. And I'm like, okay, did they listen to the show last night? Because it's kind of funny that they actually mentioned that thing. It was amazing. It was like, wow. It was almost like a piggyback. Like when they said it this morning on CNN, I was like, wow, I just said that on my show last night.
That was a great show last night, by the way, too. Oh, Kimberly, when is your show coming up with Randall Smith, Minister Smith?
So I'm very excited because I had a great conversation with Randall Smith. It's going to go live on Tuesday, and we had a great conversation with our very own LaToya Sanders on why love is important, why love is needed, and how her father's suicide has impacted her and what it has forced her to do to help others, you know, to keep away from suicide prevention.
Awesome.
You're working hard these days, Kimberly, back in the day.
Thank you.
Hard.
And I just want to add something.
Work.
I know it is. And I just want to add something. What you guys were saying is absolutely true. I don't know if you know, and I just learned it myself. You know, the conservatives and the right that are all following behind Trump now have a Twitter copycat called Parler, where they go and share their own values. So it's not even just with only strategizing, but they've created their own platforms where they can get their message out. Whether the message is true or not, they are doing a great job on confusing people on what's actually going on.
Democrats have
to stand up and do something about that.
And with all the lies, you know, they've got two new networks that are replacing Fox now because they think Fox has gone mainstream. They're saying that Fox is part of the mainstream media along with CNN and SNBC now. So now the far right has got Newsmax and OANN news network. Those two, they have gained tens of millions of viewers since the election, and it's full of lies. And that's why a study was done the other day, a couple days ago, that said 55 million Americans believe that Biden stole the election. And that's because of that right-wing messaging campaign. It's expanded from talk radio to TV to streaming online, all that kind of stuff, and those messages. That's why the progressives, the Democrats, have to fight back, and we have to have a messaging campaign to confront that because people are believing it. We cannot. That's one of the other problems that the president is doing right now, causing so much damage by these lies, because he knows that if he just repeats it, people are going to start believing it after a while, and that's what's happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Michael, I just want to say that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Henrietta. Was that Henrietta? I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't want to cross talk. You know, I just want to say this. I was listening to you, and you said that the people don't believe, they think that Fox News is mainstream media. Fox has never dealt in facts. Never, ever, ever. CNN right. always presents the facts. MSNBC always presents
always.
The facts. We
mm-hmm.
even have local news here, WDIV, ABC. They always produce the facts. So I have mm-hmm. no idea why they would say that, but I may have a little inkling, and I'll leave that there. What's interesting to me is I heard you say that 55 million Americans now believe that Donald Trump stole the election.
Yep.
Where were those 55 million Americans 4 years ago when Donald Trump, I said Donald Trump stole the election. I should have said Joe Biden stole the election. The 55 million Americans believe that that Joe Biden stole the election. Where were the 55 million Americans 4 years ago when Donald Trump hoodwinked, bamboozled,
and
stole the
election.
Country,
and,
stole the whole election, sold the country to win, and I don't want to call out age and everything, but most of us on the show are matured, and we have, enough sense to know that when has Russia ever been a friend of the United States of America?
Never.
Ever. They've never been a friend of the United States of America. And it's interesting to me that all of the sudden people want to accuse President Biden of stealing the election when all kind of fact came out about what Donald Trump has done. This mm-hmm. is why it is so imperative that we fight with knowledge and strategy mm-hmm. and be very strategic and positioning fact when this kind of erroneous, this is just ridiculous. I had the phone on mute for a moment, and I was like, wait, what did he just say? What?
Trina, you know you can't listen to this show on mute, because eventually you got to get to say something. Okay, well, mm-hmm. look, we're coming out. We got about 3 minutes left before missionary Hattie Humphrey jumps on. Henrietta, church closed weather. What's going on out here today?
Oh, church cold weather. Listen, get out your rain umbrellas and your rain coat, because we got 39 degrees today with 100% chance of rain. On Monday, we have a high of 41 degrees and 10% chance of rain. On Tuesday, 41 degrees, 40% chance of rain. And on Wednesday, we get a little bit warmer with a high of 50 degrees, but a 70% chance of rain. So church closed weather today. You're going to need raincoats and umbrellas.
And it is slightly snowing right now. I guess this kind of slush, rain, sleet, snow is going to happen all day, I think, until about 8 o'clock
100%.
Tonight. So it's going to be wet all day. And
all
it's
day.
A little chilly. What's the high today?
39 degrees.
39. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, winter is trying to get here.
Yes,
you have one more note from Ameriplan.
That is correct. When we reference that 248 number, that's 516-8300, I have a question that I would like to pose to our listening audience. Do you have health insurance? Are you covered by an employer health care plan? If you're not covered properly, here's an affordable health care lifeline for you. This includes dental care, vision care, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. Safe, secured, board certified doctors are available now anywhere in America as low as $19.95 a month. If you need health care insurance, give us a call at 248-516-8300. That's 248-516-8300. Or you may go to the web at Michael B with a Victor, V as in victory, dot savewithdiscounthealthcare.com. That's Michael B as in victory. savewithdiscounthealthcare.com for health insurance.
Great. All right. And I have one last note. I just want to thank my good friend, attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, for his support of the program. He is an award-winning super lawyer. I have a list here of about 12 awards from the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Here's his number, 248-567-9990. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We are going to be talking about Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. You know, we did an interview with him this morning on the Detroit Praise Network. It was recorded on Wednesday. We'll give you the latest on our observations on Sheriff Benny Napoleon. We're going to be talking with Missionary Humphrey right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community, and Combined Insurance. All right, and now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials, a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael. I just want to say this little prayer. I'm thanking God for all of our workers, and I thank God for all of our leaders. We're thanking God for all of the people that bring in the food. Thanking God this morning for the doctors and the nurses, the soldiers, all of those that are out with the need to help our people. We bless them this morning in a special way, especially the senior citizens, all of those. God knows we love them. We bless them. Hello, team. Hello to all of you that are there today. God bless you, and I love you.
And Missionary, the Sunday morning team is here. I'm just going to go down the list right now. First of all, Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It is always a pleasure to hear your amazing voice on this Sunday morning. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Our lifestyle editor, she's an author and speaker, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It's so great to hear your voice. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Lasser Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning to our listeners. And last but never least, good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
And our advertising sales manager and administrative assistant at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, our contributing editor, Trevis Colvin. Good morning, Trevis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
So, missionary, the team is all here.
God bless you, Mike, and to all of those that are there today. Before we get started, I want you to, we need to send out prayer for all that's going on right now. The point prayer and the gospel cannot be done. We need to continue to pray, especially for these doctors and these nurses and these, all of those that help make up taking care of our country. And you know, we need to talk about the transfer of the president. Everything's important, but I need y'all to talk about that today, what's going on.
Yes. And missionary, we're going to go right to our live line. Our good friend Joan Gist is on the line. Joan Gist, good morning. Thank you for connecting here with us on Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey.
Well, good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning to my favorite spiritual mother, missionary Hattie B. Humphrey, the spiritual leader of the city of Detroit. And just good morning to you, Mr. Van Tool. Thank you for being such a pleasant and provocative host, because you make sure that everyone is taken care of. And I have to not say the least, good morning, Detroit. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Missionary challenged me to, or charged me, I should say, with the task of leading out in prayer, and it is my humble privilege to be able to do so. So without further ado, I'm going to follow her direction, because you don't ever want to mess with the missionary, because
yes,
it's
and
always
Joan,
good
and
to
also,
have her as her ally.
Joan, and we also have to remember Sheriff Napoleon, too, who just did an interview with us about 3 or 4 days ago. And shortly after that, he admitted. Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Amen. All right. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we just humbly come before you, just grateful for another day to be able to breathe the breath of life. Father, we thank you for the charge that you have challenged us with. Father, we thank you right now. We're lifting up not only Benny Napoleon, who is a leader within this city as well, but we're thanking you right now for healing, not only over people who are suffering from this dreaded disease that has come and plagued our land, but we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the first-line workers that are tirelessly giving of themselves to make sure that life continues to move forward. Father, we already know that no matter what circumstance we face, you are much bigger, and you can handle all these things. But we trust, lean, and rely on you. You've already told us, Father God, that if we just command the promises that you have already laid before us, as you have done so in 2 Chronicles, you said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and turn from their ways, that you will hear from heaven and that you will forgive us of our sins and heal our land. So, Father, we are declaring and decreeing the promises that have already been written by you. We thank you, Father God, not only for our trusted leaders in not only this city, but all over and throughout this land. We trust you and pray right now for the outgoing president of the United States and the incoming president of the United States. We thank you that despite, what we see, that a transition will take place and it will go according to your plan, not the plans of man. So, Father, we just give you praise right now for that. We thank you right now that every obstacle, every circumstance that is trying to hedge its way in this process and transition will be removed. We know you are our vindicator, so all we have to do is continue to do what you have called us to do, and that is to continue to pray. Pray for those in authority over us. Pray for those that are continuously. You said pray for those that even talk about us unwillfully. So, Father, we thank you. Matthew has always been a guide to us in terms of forgiveness. We cannot continue to move forward until we are asked for forgiveness. So forgive us, Lord, for anything that we've done, knowingly or unknowingly. Continue to keep our hearts filled with the joy of the Lord, and let us not be moved by the circumstances that we see. For we already know what is written in Revelation, Father God. We know that we already win. So we need to start acting like we're the winners. We need to start praying like we already know what your word says. And we need to start doing what it is that you challenge us to do. Father, we ask for a continued prayer blessing over the city of Detroit and all of our trusted leaders here. I thank you again for Community Highlights, for without it, sometimes our voices would not be heard. So we give you praise and glory. We thank you for all the sponsors that take care of Community Highlights. May the seeds that they are sowing multiply back unto them 100-fold. We ask these and other blessings in your precious, matchless, and majestic name. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you so much, Joan Gifts. Thank you for that prayer this morning. Missionary, we're going to go back to our live line. That great bishop on the east side of Detroit, Greater Pentecostal, is in the line. Good morning, Bishop Laster.
Missionary, to all of our father's children, God is good to us today. This the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this Thanksgiving season.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. You're here with the missionary and the Sunday morning team. We hear you loud and clear. It's so good to hear you this morning.
Yes, it's good. It's good to be here, and the Lord has brought us through this good climate weather. We got a little bit of just little flurries, and thank the Lord, that's getting a little change, but God is good all the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And so we just thank God for the missionary, Miss Detroit. Thank God for her family, even in Arkansas, and all of those that are listening around the world. We thank God for you.
Yes, Bishop, for what we've been through this year, a little snow today is nothing. I think we can handle this. I just want you to say a little something about the Thanksgiving holiday that we're coming up and how important it is for us now, those of us who are here breathing and living.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the Bible tells us in all things to give thanks, Jesus. So in all things, we need to give thanks. Many of us could do a lot of complaining about this. We don't have this. We don't have that. But do you know it's just a blessing to be here? So we need to give God glory, give him praise for all of his manifold blessings that he has bestowed upon us. The psalmist says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, his mercy endure forever." We have so much to be thankful for. And usually, 1 out of 10 are grateful, just like with the 10 lepers. Only one came back to give God praise and to give God thanks. We just need to thank God for life today. Thank God for life as the strength. Amen. Thank God for being clothed in our right mind. So much to thank God for this day. And so I know many of us losing loved ones. We just buried a good friend, Bishop Rance Allen, and even yesterday I just buried my brother-in-law, my wife's brother. But in all things, we're going to give thanks for this is the will of God. Amen.
All right.
Concerning, yes. So we just, I tell you what, praise will get things done quicker than complaining.
Yes.
God dwells in the praise. He inhabits praise. It's commonly among the people of God. When we don't praise God, there's something wrong. And if we don't, the rock will fall down. We owe him something. Amen. So if you're here today, I'm going to sound my voice. You have to give God glory for this day. And all thanks, give thanks for this, the will of God. God bless you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right. It's good to hear these encouraging words from our live line here from the callers this morning, Bishop Laster and Joan Gist, very important. I want to, missionary, we need to take a moment to thank those who are listening online on the phone, those who are streaming on blogtalkradio.com, because we know that we have listeners from as far away as Florida, California, Maryland, Missouri, Arkansas, all over the country listening to the program. All right. Trevis, we've got some notes to thank a few people supporting the program.
Yes, we do, Michael. We do have some notes. I want to first start with Optima IT Solutions. If you are having a problem or if your desktop, laptop, or computer has crashed, you can call Optima IT Solutions. They will fix it for less. That number is 248-796-2429. Again, the number is 248-796-2429. That's Optima IT Solutions. We do have our newest sponsor, and we're just very excited, and we welcome Heaven-Sent Home Support. That is a home health care agency, and they specialize within the disabled, the elderly, and the ill. They do a plethora of things. They are well qualified. You can reach out to the home Heaven-Sent Home Support, Ms. Arrington, Barbara Arrington, at 248-262-7111. Again, that number is 248-262-7111.
And we got to talk about that great attorney, Cliff Pascoe from Pascoe, Tashman & Walker. He's been a friend to missionary in the program for decades now. You know, Cliff Pascoe is, I tell you, you know, the first time that, Trevis, you met him, when we went over to his office, what an entertaining conversation. But let me tell you, Cliff Pascoe, he knows a lot. He knows a lot. Let me tell you. Right, missionary?
Right. I don't know what else made it a lot. There was a smooth, smooth operator. We got some smooth people. We're just so grateful for everything and everybody.
Yeah. And, Trevis, what are some of the list of services that his law firm provides at Pascoe, Tashman & Walker? Do you have the list?
Well, that's good, Michael.
Okay. Well, I have the list of items: professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury,
yeah,
probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, civil rights. It's a whole list of them. Attorney Cliff Pascoe, he's a good friend of us all, and he can be a friend to you too. If you need him in court, he'll be your best friend. I tell you that. If you ever need an attorney, he'll be your best friend, because he can win cases. Missionary, I remember one time I had a problem, and I called him to represent me. He just wrote a letter and signed it for me and said that I have retained Pascoe, Tashman & Walker as my attorneys in this matter, and it went away. They never contacted me again just because of that letter. So that's just the power of Attorney Cliff Pascoe. Here's his number, 248-353-7750, 248-353-7750. So,
go ahead. I want you to do this. I'd like to hear from all our workers there. I want them to send something out to this troubled world, asking all those that's on the program with about a few minutes, say something. I want them to say something now.
Okay, Sunday morning team, let's go right down the list. Evangelist Christy Laster, let's start off with you.
Well, what I'd like to say to the world this morning is that trouble doesn't last always. Oftentimes we experience things in our life and it's detrimental. We feel like we can't go on. We feel like giving up. But if you would just grab hold to hope, and have faith in God, knowing that whatever you're experiencing today
is going to
get better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. good words of inspiration. Okay, Trevis Colvin, words of
inspiration. Words of encouragement on this morning.
Yeah.
We were just speaking earlier about the power of prayer. And oftentimes we react, we don't become proactive. But when you develop a prayer life, God will honor that, and he will give you strategy. And I agree with Evangelist Christy Lassiter. Trouble does not last always. I want us to not lose hope.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to hold fast to our hope, hold fast to the profession of our faith. And I would like to say to those that are listening this morning, don't lose hope. Hold on.
All right.
If there ever was a time not to lose hope, this is that time. He will come
All
through.
Right.
Amen. All right.
Good. That's good.
All right. Let's keep it going. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. So, Prophetess Christy Lassiter nailed it. Trouble does not last long. Trevis nailed it when she said we have to keep hope. We have to remember that God is still on the throne. And I want to remind you, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. We are all called according to his purpose. And we have to remember to look out for one another, be loving and kind to one another, and remember that COVID-19 is caused or increases when people get together and don't wear a mask. We have to remember to wear our mask. We have to remember to wash our hands, use hand sanitizer, and just be mindful of our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our family members, the people that we work with, the people that we worship with. We have to be mindful of each other. So remember, God is still on the throne. He is not going to leave us. He is still here. Trouble does not last long. Hope is always there, and God is always on the throne. And as long as we believe, all things will work out together for our good.
Amen.
Oh,
all right.
Amen.
Yeah. Henrietta Ivy.
You know, I'm going to piggyback off of what Kim just said. God sits on the throne. God controls everything. This is his kingdom. I'm going to take a scripture from Revelation 11:15. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will rule as king forever and ever. And with that being said, Corona has no weapon against God. Trump has no weapon against the Almighty God. This world is in the hands of the Almighty God and his son, Jesus Christ. So we have no fear, knowing that this kingdom is ruled by the king himself, Almighty God, his son, Jesus Christ, and he will rule it forever and ever. So all fears can go set aside. They can go jump off the cliff because guess what? God is in control of this
world. Right.
And it's only a short time that this will last. It's just a season. So I say to all my brothers and sisters and listeners all over the world that God is in control and it's coming, that he sits on the throne and we have no fear.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Yeah. Missionary, let's just talk a little bit. Some of you, I don't know if all of you got a chance to get up this morning and listen to community highlights on the Praise Network. It was a great interview this morning. We taped it Wednesday with Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. And it was a very friendly conversation. I enjoyed listening to it. Missionary, did you get a chance to listen?
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very friendly conversation. We had a great time, and I think he enjoyed the conversation too. You know, people like him get those interviews on the radio are very confrontational and direct, and they don't really care about how the person feels. They just get right to hard news. They want hard news. But we had a chance to talk to him in a friendly conversation, in a relaxed conversation, and it sounded good this morning on the radio. I know we had a lot of people interested in listening. I got a few calls. I got a lot of inquiries on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and so there was a lot of interest in this morning's program, and I think they would have been very entertained by the conversation we had with the sheriff this morning.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Yeah. And you know, yeah. Micah, it seemed like that spiritual guide was just for the day. He did not know he was going into the hospital.
Right.
Until, yeah, so that was a spiritual guide. Because Napoleon is spiritual. He really loved God. I know him all
yeah.
his life. So yeah. that was just a necessary call for across the country for all of us to behold. And I
yes.
just want to say this. Blessed is the nation. And I'd like to say thank you, God, for all you allow all of us to do. We give thanks for his land and for the Christian trip of our leaders. Jesus, the Lord, is over these United States of America. This is our country, and we dwell in this land. Let's don't forget when you bow tonight to pray, we can't just pray for our family. We must pray for these United States and the leaders over our country. If there ever was a time that we need prayer, it's now. God is looking down on all of us, and we need that. That's the way I am, the old-fashioned way. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I can do everything. And I thank God, leaders, that with this program, for these are children that love God. They're not just talking to be talking. They are invited, and they are with God all day. And I thank God for y'all.
And I do, too. I thank God for you, missionary. I thank God for the Sunday morning team. I tell you, what a set of superstars. It's great listening to all the everybody's contributions. So, Sunday morning team and missionary, I hope you all have a very safe, pleasant Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And enjoy the time. And we look forward to seeing you after the holiday. But I hope you all have a great holiday with your immediate families.
And I just want to say, Michael, happy Thanksgiving to all of you all and to all the whole world, especially to this beautiful people that's there.
Yeah. So thank you all.
Same to you, Miss Mary and Michael.
And thank you. We're going to listen to a little bit of Miracle Worker by the great Rance Allen on the way out. But thank you all.
Yeah.
See you next time right here on Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Have a great Sunday.
God bless.
God bless.
Have a great Sunday.